producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Morning. Your humble host, Leon Francis. This is What's on Your Mind on Flag Family Radio. How are you this morning? Awesome, awesome weather out. If you like the slight chill in the air, anyway. I love it. I mean, it's sunny out. Good for a run. Good for a rollerblade. You know, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you live on air. Number of topics we're going to hit today. I'm going to talk to Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum at 8:20 and get their take on a number of stories. One story in particular, you know, you got this guy in Iowa, and, you know, we went down there to Bison, and we showed them what Bison Pride was all about. And now there's another reason for Iowa to feel a little angst against the Bison, the fact that we edged them out with our cattle production here in North Dakota. We went from 13 to 10. While U.S. overall cattle production is down, we are on an uptrend, and we knocked them out of the 10 spot there. So I thought that was a pretty good aside, you know, coming off this great Bison win. You got all this friendly rivalry between Iowa and North Dakota, and we edged them out in cattle production. So that's pretty cool. A couple of things, and one other thing about the whole Bison thing. I heard this really good joke about Iowa. I think it goes something to the effect of why do we have toothbrushes? And that the answer would be because in Iowa, that's pretty much all you need. I thought that was that's why we don't have teeth brush, because, you know, it was invented in Iowa. I thought that was just hilarious. 855-217-76, extension 2. Another story that, and this one isn't on the lighthearted note. I don't know if you heard, but ISIS has beheaded a second American. And I guess my question to you folks is, what should we do now? What should our president be doing now? ISIS, in my opinion, and I heard that the speech that Obama gave, you know, addressing ISIS. And he said that we need to do something to make the ISIS threat manageable. In my humble opinion, common sense would dictate that this is not a manageable problem. This is a problem that needs to go away. And that's just my humble opinion. I welcome yours. I think you got to ask yourself, what's it going to take for Barry to make a stand? I mean, you look at these videos coming out. You see Sotloff. He says he's, and you know that these videos, the folks are made to say this kind of stuff. But he says he is paying the price for the U.S. intervention in Iraq with his life. Says you spent billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars. We've lost thousands of our troops in our previous fighting against Islamic State. So where is the people's interest in reigniting this war? I think that, wow. And it's a sad, sad day. We have pictures of ISIS moving across the desert. In my humble opinion, if we have pictures, that means that we have drones in the area that could take, that can take these guys out. I don't understand what the holdup is. He could issue, I mean, he has the War Powers Act, for 90 days, and I don't think it'd take 90 days. Common sense would dictate that, you know, if you have a problem that is as bad as this, and ISIS is a problem, I'm going to develop a couple of points that should make any decent common sense American think. I mean, just give you a little pause. ISIS is a problem, huge, huge problem. And this is the second journalist they beheaded. They're taking over cities. They're committing genocide of anyone who does not believe in their brand of Islam. I think they're a problem. I think our president is, you know, twiddling his thumbs while the Middle East kind of burns. I think that is a completely applicable sentiment here. And if you take into account the fact that ISIS took over Libya over there, and it is September, we have an anniversary coming up, and this is a little dire, but we have 9/11 coming up. And over there in Libya, there are missing jetliners over there. ISIS took control of nearly a dozen commercial jetliners last month. Think about that. Some of the Western intelligence agencies issued a warning that some of these jets could be used in a terrorist attack across North Africa. Now, these are, again, stolen jetliners. And these folks are in control of them. To me, that's a problem. That's a real problem. I don't think that they're going to be able to fly all the way over here, but they could definitely fly 9/11 style attacks across, especially at our interest overseas. I think it's a very real threat. There's a very real possibility. I mean, and for them, think of the propaganda and the recruiting tool that could be used with that. I think we need some strong leadership, and that's just my humble opinion. And I think we're sorely, sorely lacking that strong, strong leadership from our president. And that's my 2 cent worth right there. I welcome yours, 855-217-76. I don't know if you heard. You probably have. It's been all over social media. It's been all over the Flag Family networks. We have a, in my opinion, very, very strong, robust lineup starting on the 8th, well, next week on Monday. And the lineup goes like this. It's me in the morning. And then you got Scott and Todd, you know, right after in the 9 o'clock. And then you have Rush. And then Sean Hannity has rejoined the Flag Family Network. How awesome is that? And followed up by Levin. And then, of course, you got Dace to wrap up the day. And I think it's a powerful, powerful conservative lineup. And I'm pretty stoked about it. I want to know how you feel about that. Hannity has joined rejoined the Flag Family team here. And we also have Fox News at the top of the hour. So that's always great. So strong conservative radio right here on a Flag Family Radio. Anything that you hear today, you can give us a call here at 855-217-76 extension 2. get you live on air. We'll come back with Blanquita Cullum, Ellen Ratner. Got a couple of questions for them today. I want to ask you a question, as a matter of fact. I'm going to ask them this also. One, keep in mind the ISIS threat. What do you think should be done? And keep in mind that President Obama has War Powers Act. We have pictures of ISIS moving across the desert. Think about that. If we have pictures of these guys, we should be able to do something about them. Iraqi and Tioga, what's on your mind?
Well, you're referring to strong leadership and the need thereof. We heard our president talk about that he doesn't have a strategy yet on how to deal with them in Syria. And
Rocky, you want to hang on the line, and when we come back from break, I'll finish up with your comment.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Thanks, Rocky. We'll be right back right after this.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Telling you want the Scott special, ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's on your mind? Hey, Rocky.
Hello.
Hey, Oh, hey, Rocky, what's on your mind? I'm sorry. We had a little delay there. So you were talking about ISIS.
Well, yes. Our president said he didn't have a strategy yet developed for how to deal with them in Syria, and at a larger degree Iran also. And I would like to ask some questions to question just exactly that statement, because I see it in a different light. And I'd like to start back going just briefly. In Benghazi, the whole point of that was that we had established what they call the rat line, that funneled weapons and ammunition and stuff through Turkey to the moderate rebels, quote-unquote moderate rebels in Syria. And it turned out that there's little difference between the moderates and the extremists, because all this stuff started showing up on television of people, you know, shooting the Syrian government troops and beheading them and all that stuff. And so we started, as the United States, we started just giving the weapons and stuff, quote unquote, to the moderate. But the moderates and the extremists work side by side. They share the same weapons. I mean, and you're welcome to research this yourself.
Yeah.
So, we are effectively funding these people. Look at the weapons they hold in the air. They're United
right.
States stuff.
Right.
And then whenever they go into Syria, I mean, I'm sorry, into Iran, we watch as they load up our Humvees that they have captured. It's against our policy to allow government weapons to go to the other side. We destroy them.
And I agree. We need much, much stronger leadership, in my humble opinion, especially when it comes to dealing with this threat that is ISIS. Ellen, what do you think? What do you think about the leadership, especially when we're talking about addressing ISIS? We've had a number of statements where President Obama said, one, we don't have a strategy, and two, I think it was yesterday, he said that we need to deal with ISIS so they are a manageable problem. I'm of the camp that says we don't need to manage this problem. We need to get rid of this problem. We need to eviscerate.
Well, it's getting rid of a problem where people, you know, I'll never forget when we had three correspondents in the Iraq war, and one of them was Shalane Espinoza, who was an Air Force pilot before. And she remembers going in to parts of Jordan that were right on the edge of Iraq, and them saying to her, you're not going to be able to tell friend from foe. And that's the problem, as one of them said, George Bush, she not know what he got himself into. And the issue is that the problem is you cannot. They hide, they pay off people, and we can't tell friend from foe.
Well, and I think Blanquita is on the line also.
I am.
For joining us, Blanquita. But the thing that I see here, I saw pictures of ISIS moving across the desert. Why can't we do something about that, in my opinion? Why can't we have a drone just kind of take all those guys out? It's a couple hundred, maybe even thousands of ISIS fighters that won't be able to join the fray.
I agree with you. Take them all out. I mean, take them out immediately. And also, I would pull the passport of anybody that we suspect has joined ISIS from coming back into the country. And I would at least allow the governors of the state to know where the immigrants are that the president moved around and came across the border, as we have known for over a decade that we have terrorists around the border. I mean, this is nothing new. I think the American people deserve to be able to understand who's in their state, regardless of whether the president decides at some point to give them all amnesty and whether they deserve it or not. That's another issue. I think we need to know who's inside. And also, we need to find out where are these 6,000 visas that we've given to people that have come into the country. We have no clue where they are. So, you know, at some point, the first thing is to get smart on our own borders and to take care of that.
Ellen?
Well, I mean, somebody's... what I have to say is that it's not so easy. This is not an easy task. These people are so embedded that we are going to have a very, very hard time. And I even think Blanquita would agree with that.
I understand that
people are saying the president doesn't have a plan. But this is not so easy to plan.
No, but
we knew about this a year ago.
I agree with you that it's difficult. But the other thing is this, though, where I would think that you would agree with me, that at least some of the most fundamental things the president should be doing, and people need to know that, because the American people are looking at this guy like he doesn't have a clue.
Yeah, and my opinion is we should have at least, I mean, I don't want from my leader, I don't know, or we don't have a plan. I want him to, even if you got to lie to me, you know, tell me, make me think we're strong. I mean, I'm thinking about, this is September. We got September 11th anniversary coming up. And I'm looking over there. We have missing Libyan jetliners. And I don't fear that the jetliners are going to come across the ocean and hit us here at home. But our interests over there are fair targets. Not to mention, think about the propaganda and the recruitment tool that those missing jetliners, if they're utilized, could be.
We don't even know what happened to that airline from Malaysia. Where did that one go?
Right.
We have, you know, there is a lot of equipment that is completely unaccounted for on the Pentagon budget, the Department of Defense budget. We're talking billions of dollars. Where has that gone? I mean, we know some has landed in terrorist hands, but what is it? Is it planes? Is it? What is it? I mean, the American people need to know a little bit more information about the threat, because you panic more about what you don't know than what you know.
And this is probably Stephen Sotloff. I'm sure you've heard about the beheading.
Blanquita told me this morning that I did not know, and I have to give her credit for her. She's a very good journalist. She finds out all about this. That he had Israeli citizenship. Well, you know, if you have Israeli citizenship and you go that neck of the woods, you're in trouble, because they will kill you.
Yeah. Him being a journalist, and especially his ties to U.S. journalism, and the statement that was issued before they beheaded him, they made him issue this statement, it's purely propaganda. What should be our response?
Propaganda, but you know what I was telling another journalist? I said, and especially, you know, we have one that we're worried about that works for a U.S. journalist.
We got about 10 seconds.
Make sure that these journalists have their own code to be able to tell people what's really going on, like that veteran was going to have to left.
We want to know what. We'll be right back with more What's On Your Mind and your phone calls right after this. Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Blanquita. 0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are back. That was a pretty good conversation. I agree with both Blanquita and Alan. We need strong leadership. And I apologize to the callers that I couldn't get to. Call back in. Feel free whenever. You know, whenever you hear my voice, to call in 855-217-76 extension 2. I always defer to the callers, even when we have guests, a lot of times to the chagrin of the guests. So call back in 855-217-76 extension 2. My problem, I guess, and it is a sticky wicket, to say the least. Our caller was spot on. They do have American weapons. I mean, when did that start happening? We leave our Humvees and our weapons over there. A lot of the weapons that they're using, they got from the guys and gals that, well, the guys that we armed over there. I think it's time that we pull the gloves off and we show these guys who they're dealing with, in my humble opinion. I look over there at Russia, and I see that unholy alliance between them and China. They have a pipeline going, you know, Russia and China. Putin, on Labor Day, while Biden was giving his little speech over there in Detroit, and Obama was doing, you know, whatever he was doing, playing golf, tiddlywinks, whatever, Putin was signing the first installation of the Siberian pipeline between Russia and China. That's what he was doing. So, and we're still slow walking our pipeline, the Keystone pipeline here. I look at things like that. I look at the lack of respect for American authority. I look at the fact that, you know, I saw this morning that we still rely heavily on Russian rockets for our missile defense. And I'm like, scratching my head. I'm like, what? We can't do that here. One of the biggest angst that I have against Common Core and the Common Core standards is because I believe it's dumbing down even further American kids. I want American ingenuity, American innovation, and American strength projected throughout, I mean, globally. And I just don't think that that's happening. You got a president that stands there and goes, you know, I want to make this problem manageable. No, that's not what I want to hear from my president. I want a George Bush style. You know what? We're going to Toby Keith style lace up our boots and put them in the back of some Levi's. And granted, they'll be covered in the burkas, in my opinion, that those guys over there wear. But I think that's what needs to happen. I think, and one of my listeners texted me and said, you know, when we're looking at these guys and they're crossing the desert, that's called carpet bombing. And that's what I think we need. I don't think we need to sit over here and try to formulate a plan. We knew about these guys a year ago. Remember? Barry said that they were the JV team. Well, look at them now, buddy. They've already beheaded two journalists. They've taken over airports. They've taken over cities. They're committing mass genocide if you're not their brand of Muslim. What are we waiting on? You know, get your finger off the ninth hole out there and, you know, get your head in the game, in my humble opinion. And, you know, something else that bugs me is the fact that we always hear that, you know, Republicans aren't working with the president on anything. I think that if Barry, if President Obama, put forth something that was actually tangible, that actually had some teeth, that actually did something other than pander to his base, I think he would have support. If Obama said, you know what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to fly a drone over there. We're going to catch these guys when they're all together moving across the desert, and we're just going to carpet bomb the living dirt out of them. I would be right here on these airwaves applauding that. That's what I mean, and I would support it, and I think a lot of Republicans would do the same. But we know that you can't get that kind of strength out of weak-kneed, jelly-spine administrations that we have right now. And that's from both sides. That's from the Republicans and from the Democrats, but primarily from our commander in chief. That's the kind of leadership I want to see, man. I don't want to see, you know, going into September, you know, these pinheads have, you know, control of a Libyan airport. I don't want to see that. That's not, that, in my opinion, that's not showing strong leadership. That shows that those guys have absolutely no fear of America, and I think they need a healthy fear of America. I do. But that's just my humble opinion. I welcome yours. 855-200-1776. And keep that in mind about those airliners. I mean, seriously, keep your eyes and your ears open for that, because my fear is that right around September 11th, we're going to get an event. It won't be here, I don't believe. And knock on wood. I'm doing that now, knocking on wood, which would be my forehead. I just keep your eyes and your ears open, because these guys have control of planes. And then there's still planes that we have no clue where they are right now, you know. There's still that missing airliner that CNN was going on and on and on about. I mean, nobody has found that thing yet. I mean, where is it? These are real questions that we should be asking. And I think that given America's might and the fact that they can spy on pretty much anyone in the United States and the world, we should know. We should know more, and I'm hoping we do, and we're just not putting that information out there. I'm hoping that they're keeping everything close to vest, and this is all just a strategy to make Obama look weak and to make us look weak and kind of draw them out, and then we go over there and flashbang and just lay down the law, and then everybody stands back and goes, oh, wow, yeah. That's America right there. That's what I am hoping is going to come out of this whole thing. Let's play that off-air call.
Hi. When I was stationed in the military in a Muslim country in the 1970s, we were told, well, as soon as we got in that country, if you are kidnapped, we probably won't be able to get you back. If you are taken, you're dead. So don't get kidnapped. They also told us that when you're in this country, you got to abide by the rules of the country you're in. Why can't Americans understand that today? Bye.
Thanks for the input. And I don't know. I mean, journalists go over there to report the news and to give us, you know, the heads up on what's going on over there. Whether or not they're accurate or not, that's another argument altogether. But, you know, I kind of agree with it with that caller. Jeff out in Fargo, what do you have? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Brother Leon. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Jeff.
You know, I sit and listen to all the commentators, Leon, and it still to this day surprises me. You have that Ellen on. What part of people in this country can't understand fundamental transformation? Why does any of this stuff surprise anybody, Leon? You tell me that.
It does not. We have transformed from a lion to a paper tiger, man, and I don't get it. We've transformed from a beacon of capitalism and industry and innovation to a welfare state. I don't understand it, and I don't understand how folks could vote not once for that, but twice for that. And the good part about that is I think that there's a winds of change are actually coming, because I see the Democrats running around like chickens with their heads cut off trying to gin up the Democrat vote based on, racial divisiveness outside of policy. They don't want to talk about policy anymore. They don't want to talk about the fact that 71% of Americans want right-to-work states now because they see the problems with the unions and that whole thing. They don't want to talk about that kind of those types of policies. What they want to talk about is race, to get you to hate me simply because, or vice versa, simply based on skin color. You know, we got to vote Democrats in because those evil white Republicans, they're going to take your welfare and they're going to be killing folks and slapping babies and kicking kittens, and you got to vote for the Democrat. So to me,
it's all the same in the book, Leon, isn't it? Divide and conquer. What the people don't understand, Leon, this is why we got to vote for Jack Seaman, is there is absolutely no difference between the Democrats and Republicans, Leon, and you know that now. Because all the Republicans are is six steps to the right of the communist radical Democrats, and every time the Democrats merge to the left, the Republicans are six steps behind them. They're not going to the right. They're going to the left, and we have to get rid of every single one of these, because, Leon, if we don't, if this does not stop, the only alternative is revolution. Now, we cannot continue on this path, Leon, what is happening. They've destroyed the money, and when they figure out that the people have finally woken up, is when they're going to collapse the money system. I'll let you talk, Leon, brother. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jeff. And I agree with Jeff. I think we got to do something. I think there needs to be a sea change. I've said this over and over again. We are trying to hold the line here, and the Constitution is the line. And if we got folks, I mean, we know that the Democrats are down the block from the line. And if we got, if we have Republicans that are half a block away, we don't need to go up there where the Republicans are. We need to drag them up back here to the Constitution, to this line. This is where it starts, guys. This is where every idea that you have should start from. It should resonate from back here on this line, period. So Jeff makes an excellent point. I welcome any and all points. 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air. We'll be right back right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weather. Fargo is 60 degrees. In Tioga, it is 54 degrees. And I agree with the last caller. I think we have to. And when the Tea Party started, that's what it was all about. It was about holding these guys' feet to the fire, bringing them back to this line that we call the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, which I see far too many folks on the left and on the right getting away from. They see it as an antiquated document, and the farther away we get, the less relevant it becomes. And I think that that's a discussion we need to have. I'm getting some weird feedback in my headphones here, guys. Sally, out in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hi, Leanne. Well, I know you've been pretty attentive to this, but a lot of people have forgotten the Mississippi race. And the call you just played on there, where the guy was taking the Republicans to task for failing to do what they're supposed to be doing on this. He was right on the money, I think. The problem with what's happened now is that we've kind of missed the boat with a lot of these people. A lot of people don't realize that the travesty that occurred down there in Mississippi, that was disenfranchising the voters. That was subverting the election.
Yep.
Now, this thing is supposedly in court. They keep pushing the hearing date back for it. For those who've forgotten about it or haven't been following it, the primary election, in Mississippi, the conservatives put a candidate up. The Tea Party backed him by the name of Chris McDaniel. McDaniel actually won, narrowly won that, and it was a too small a margin for their law not to have to kick in where they had to have runoff. So they had to have another election. Well, he also, immediately following that decision, the guys like Mitch McConnell and these people, including North Dakota's John Hoeven and many others, came up with hundreds of, millions of dollars, which they used to buy votes from Democrat neighborhoods to go in and subvert the Republican runoff election. They smeared the candidate. They called him a racist, which he is not. The racists in this were the progressive Republicans that backed Thad Cochran.
Yeah.
And so they're left now with a situation that they should have had a recount, but they can't get it through the courts. The recount puts McDaniel in a bigger margin.
Has anyone asked Hoeven about that?
I never hear anybody ask Hoeven about that. I tried to call, but there were so many callers on other things. There's a lot of, when he's on the air, there are a lot of people, with a lot of questions. And I did call, but I didn't get a chance because there were lots.
I'll see if I can get an answer out of him.
Well,
I
know that they called a meeting of these people together, that progressives, rhinos, whatever you want to call them, non-principled Republicans, I call them that. I grew up voting for Republicans, backing them. I have been a Republican since I was a child, and I'm not joking about that. People who know me know that. But I have to quit calling myself that when I see members of that party going out and making the elections meaningless. That's what Castro does.
And just for the folks that don't know, down there in Mississippi, you got the conservative, the Tea Party backed a candidate. He's running against this incumbent, this good old boy, a Republican, and he actually won. If not for the Democrats that crossed the line to vote for the Rhino, and it was funded in large part by Republicans, and I couldn't believe it. Some of the ads they ran were the most, in my opinion, bigoted ads I'd ever seen. You can't vote for this Tea Party guy because he's going to take your welfare.
Yeah, and they were expecting to see more ads, too, when they found out that they had all this money. My brother down there, he said, well, we were expecting to see a lot of these ads are going to be blitzed with ads for Thad Cochran. Well, when they didn't show up, you figured, it was all walking around money. It was all going to pay for votes that they were buying, outright buying. And
yeah,
once they disqualified those votes that were not legitimate votes, and they went through the numbers again, Thad Cochran didn't win that runoff. He lost it by some 25,000 votes. That would be, you know, and there's just, if we're going to say, if we want people to go out and back candidates and support, you know,
hey, Sally,
know that.
Hey, Sally, you call in on my show on the 2 to 5 segment today, and we'll finish this conversation. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon, with Eugene Grainer and Todd Mitchell for hours 2 and 3. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.